The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on today's experience. Totally awesome Thursday and 1 year anniversary. Yeah. Ooh. And we examine the key to enduring hardship. After all, you put up with me for a year. You ought to get some props from that. Plus, Spock. I mean, Mr. Spock and Clint from Mr. Restore. They both share their wisdom.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. By the way, today, if you answer the trivia correct, you can have one of our bumper stickers. Oh, man. That says, God created the universe. He can write a book. www.hemustincrease.org. If you get the trivia questions correct, you'll have to give the information to Wonder Julie. She'll have to write it down, and my wife and I will have to mail it to you. It'll take about a week for everything to happen. Just telling you ahead of time. 972-445-0770. You got to answer the trivia questions first. Keep in mind, though, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's never been. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to our very own Kimberly. Kimberly, first known as Kimberly McQuinn Ellis, now known as Kimberly Ellis. Here it is. Very simple. If you are a first-time buyer, an experienced investor, a foreclosure person who's either trying to purchase or trying to sell, if you are trying to do a short sell or trying to buy a short sell, here's the bottom line. You want to talk to Kimberly because she will walk you through the process. Why? Because she knows. Wait, she knows? You nose, ears, eyes? No. She knows as in she understands. You want to give her a call at 903-48-HOMES. That's 903-48-HOMES. 903, think of this, 48-HOMES. H-O-M-E-S. You can also connect to her through our website at HeMustIncrease.org. That's HeMustIncrease.org. Let me say hello. For a whole year, she has put up behind this microphone. I don't know how you can do anything but give a clap to Wonder Julie for all she's put up with. Hold on. Hey, hey, hey. There you go. It's a golf clap.
Right, I just did more than a golf clap.
All right. Well, all you get for me. How you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm good.
You're doing all right? 1 year. You've done this for 1 year. Sucker. No, I was kidding.
Seems like forever.
Well, that is us, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Any idea what the holidays are? They're not that impressive.
No.
Okay. They're not that impressive. National Poultry Day. What is it? Eat chicken? I don't. What is that? National Poultry. I don't get it.
I like me some chicken.
I like chicken, but I like steak. I like everything that doesn't eat me first is kind of how that goes. National Chocolate Caramel Day. This I can buy into.
I like chocolate mixed with caramel.
Yep. That's a good thing. Somehow it's proposal day because in theory it's connected to spring. And in some cases, people think this is the beginning of spring. I don't know. Maybe. And then it's – now this is out of Michigan where I hail from. It's Snowman Burning Day.
What?
Okay. So, again, connected to spring, but let's be honest, it's out of Michigan. You know, it really is. Snowman Burning Day is just a reason to burn something in Michigan. I mean, let's just be honest. They're just trying to burn something. Apparently, this one is Snowman. On this day, for those that do not know, in 1831, the second U.S. bank robbery took place. Two men used copied keys to enter the Citibank of New York and stole $245,000. That's $7 million. In today's money. Wow, that's amazing. In 1918, 102 years ago, they established the time zones. And we still don't get it right. This is, what time is it? Is it where? What time is it where you're at? What time is it? 2 hours ahead? 1 hour behind? Okay. For those that care, I don't. 1953 on this day, Academy Awards were first televised. I didn't watch it then.
I don't watch it now.
1954, first color television broadcast of a prize fight took place. I thought that was interesting. And then in 2003 on this day, which would be 17 years ago, the invasion of Iraq took place. Oh. So just keep everybody up to date.
And FYI, today is the first day of spring.
It is technically the first day of spring. You know, I've heard that it is technically the first day of spring. I've heard some people
in the northern hemisphere.
Hemisphere. Okay. That's a good job right there. All right. Thank you, by the way, for putting up with us for a year. We appreciate that and your work that you've done.
You're welcome.
Do they pay you for this? They better.
They do, or I wouldn't come.
Yeah, not very much, I can tell you that. Let's go forward. This is the first thing I want to talk about. Some people are going to freak out. I'm opening up. You know, I don't really tend to be shy about stuff like this. So I'm just going to go right to it and talk to you about something important. This is Matthew 24, 33 through 35. I do not believe this is directly related to the coronavirus, but I'm telling it to you anyway. It says this. So also, when you see all these things, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Look what Jesus said, but my words, the words of Jesus, found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as well as Acts through the book of Revelation. Some people believe, also believe it or not, getting into Revelation, the four creatures are four images of the gospel. That's been taught for years because the four creatures are the lion, the ox, the man, and the eagle. And the lion represents the gospel of Matthew because Jesus is shown as the king of the Jews, the ox because he is shown as the servant, the man because he is shown in the gospel of Luke as the son of man, and the eagle in John because he is shown as the son of God. Could be. I don't know. That's awesome. I love it. I think it's great. Here's what I do know for sure. Jesus said, my words will not pass away, which means the gospel will endure forever. Now, I know there's people out there, and they're freaking out. We have a whole bunch of people that are earth-firsters, and they think that people should be removed from the planet so the ecosystem can carry on. They are unaware that God created this planet for our benefit, not for the amoeba's benefit or for the owl that can't even say who. That one. And so the bottom line is the earth and the heavens are fantastic, but they are not forever. Hold on. What do you mean, Dave? It's not forever. Isaiah 65, 17. Behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. 2 Peter chapter 3, 12 through 13. Looking for the hastening and coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning and the elements will melt with intense heat. But according to his promise, we are looking for a new heavens and a new earth. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Here's the dealios. We don't want the earth that's going to be bandaged from sin, put together like Play-Doh and thinking, yeah, that'll work. It's like, no, it won't. We want the new heavens and the new earth. So while we're going through all the trials that we're going through, and while you see things going up and down, this leads into how you endure hardship, because as you're looking at the virus, as you're looking at society, it looks like society's taking a really big hit in the chin. There's no way God doesn't know about it. It's tough to reconcile this exactly with the process of Scripture. I'd have a wonderful debate with anybody on that. But the process here is, how do you and I endure stuff like this? And it's rather easy, although it's still challenging, and that's to remember what Jesus said. His words endure forever. What he has to say endures forever. His work never dies. His work never has an end. And so as you go through this process and you look at these things around you, and I was talking to my brother the other day, it looks like things are falling down all over. Let us be wise enough to use the word of God, which says in Romans 8:18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us. Whatever you're going through, whether it's a personal trial, whether you're on this basis of fear on the earth, whatever it is you're encountering, your present suffering is not worth comparing to the glory that's coming. In the new heavens and the new earth, we get the small glimpses in the book of Revelation. Not perfect glimpses, just small glimpses. And we know one thing, it's going to be so incredible that the concrete, the asphalt, is made of gold. So when we dance on streets of gold. And that's the low part. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Listen to this. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. You want to know how you handle hardship, how you endure stuff that's crazy, where things are falling down all around you? Here it is, the most direct answer. You do it with an eye on eternity. That's how you do it. You do the same thing that Jesus did, the same example he led, he gave us, he shows us that we find in Hebrews chapter 12, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. He went forward because of what was coming. And all the stuff that's going around you, it could be bad, it could be nothing, it could be everything. I don't know. I know that there's prophetic people that say they know, and this is this, and this is this. I don't believe any of them. I know. It's terrible. And then the news people say this is this. I never believe the news people. I mean, look, CNN stands for Christians Not Necessary. It's absurd, okay? But the reality check is the way the Christian endures it is they don't pay attention to the lies of the world and the lies of Satan or even the lies of man, since let God be true, but every man a liar, Romans chapter 3, verse 3. But they keep their composure by keeping an eye on eternity. Hey, you know all this stuff you're going through? Hey, I got one for you. Ready? Let's play what when. Here it is. What when will you do 100 years from now when none of this exists? What are you going to be worried about then? Let's say they get through the virus. There's no problem. Everything's fine. Everybody's smiling. Everything's great. 100 years from now, you're dead. What are you going to be focusing on then? You see, with an eye on eternity, you have an answer. With an eye on eternity, you have a strategic approach to living. I get it. The news people think you're dumb. People who are marginal Christians think it's absurd. And people that would never accept Christ just think you're a lunatic. Well, that pretty much fits with most of the things that Josh McDowell wrote about Jesus. You either think he's a lunatic, he's a liar, or he's Lord. But you're going to have to choose one, because that decision will determine several other things about your life. I choose to see Jesus as Lord and Savior. Now it's your turn. You have to choose. You might not like it, but you got to choose, because you got to serve somebody. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, then we're coming back with Spock.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon experience?
An important part is to understand the Philistine rulers were political leaders. They were political leaders. They got together for a political solution. That's what happened. That's what happened. The priests got together and made a decision. Instead of trying to overcome the power of God, they thought they'd make an offering to God, return the ark to Israel. That spiritual solution worked. Got that? So political rulers making political decisions, failure. Priests making an offering to God and returning things to their proper place, solution. That's the key, people. I think that's the key. That's what we need. That's why we need a strong spiritual core in the church. Not just you in your church, but the church in large. Trust me. Trust me when I say this. When they start shooting Christians because we're Christians, when it becomes more like China and they start beating us because we're Christians, the denominational issue will fade to the white.
If Jesus.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You are welcome to give us a call. We're getting ready to do our trivia question. Our number here is 972-445-0770. Our website, hemustincrease.org. Also, David at hemustincrease.org is our email. We encourage you, if you are able to and would like to participate, we're a little shy in our finances. Well, I'm just telling you exactly what's going on. We could use a little bit of donation. Up to you guys. If you feel led, you got that, the Lord leading you and guiding you, great. If you're already given, you know we appreciate it. If you'd like to give, but you can't give, we appreciate that. If you never want to give ever, I bless you in the name of the Lord and hope you become filthy rich. What do you think of that? I don't care. I just want the Lord to take care of it so we can move on and do our business. Okay? That's the bottom line. All right. Let's give a shout out to our good friend, Johnny Hill.
Well, we're moving on up, to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
All right, Johnny is the owner of Men of God Moving. You guys know you can go to Facebook and look at some of their posts on Men of God Moving when you get into Facebook, or go to menofgodmoving.com. He is often on our show. He will not be on tomorrow, but we're seeing if he'll be back on next week. Depends on kind of how things break out. I will say one thing real quickly about this station and about the owner, Don Crawford Jr., doing an excellent job staying in consistent contact with all the people that work at this station, making sure that everybody's okay, everything's getting taken care of, everybody's kind of looking out for each other's back. That's the way to do it. And you have to appreciate that. And so for the next the rest of this week and part of next week, there's going to be no in-house anything, just all of us at the core. And I think that's a wise decision, and he's doing the best he can to keep us safe in this environment. You got to love that, because then we still get to do Christian radio. So that's extremely important. But Johnny can still be reached, menofgodmoving.com. Plus, you can go to hemustincrease.org and connect with him that way as well. I'm getting ready to read something about Spock. No, I mean Spock as in Mr. Spock, not Spock, Dr. Benjamin Spock, but Spock, live long and prosper, Spock. Before I do that, for people who want to know, well, how is it we're supposed to respond to this whole thing? Here's the Christian DNA. Ready? D, draw closer to the Lord. N, never be ashamed. A, always be ready. That's our DNA. Got that? All right. Going to give a trivia question. You do not, by the way, have to answer the question and say yes that you want to receive a bumper sticker, but you can. We do have these little bumper stickers. God created the universe. He can write a book. Imagine that thought. Here is the first question that we're asking. Who did Laban trick Jacob into marrying? Who did Laban trick Jacob into marrying? Like, who did he trick him into marrying? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Who was that? That he pulled that switcheroo on. That's all I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave it right there. So as you know, we have gone through this show for a year, and occasionally, probably once every 2 weeks, I always get to share something that I find in a devotional process that I go through. And sometimes my devotions, the things that I share with you, come out of my personal devotions, my time in the Word of God, my time in prayer, my time in study. And then sometimes they come from other people's insights that they're sharing. And I always like to keep everybody kind of connected. And so, again, this is in honor of Pastor Ray, who's responsible for me even being on the radio. He's a part of that process as the Lord used him. I want to share what he wrote for today's devotional, and it's a classic, and it's entitled Be a Blessing. We'll get into this, blah, 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 blah. It's referencing Luke 24, 50, and 51, where it says he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Before we get there, though, somebody has an answer, I think, to our trivia question. So I think, there it is. Okay, here we go. Okay, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gladys Godfrey.
Hi. Can you turn your radio down just a little bit? I think it's got a little bit of echo there. How are you today?
Just fine.
Okay. Now, you don't have to, if you get this right, you don't have to take the bumper sticker, but you're welcome to if you want it. We've got about 10 of these bumper stickers, but regardless, here's the question. Who did Laban trick Jacob into marrying?
Leah.
That is correct! You are a winner! That is an excellent answer. I am just going to go with, you probably knew that right off the top of your head, right?
Right.
All right, good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'd like to have the bumper sticker.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have Wonder Julie grab the name and the address, and then my wife and I are actually the ones that got to send it out, so it'll probably go out like Monday. So I'm kind of telling you ahead of time. It's going to be in an envelope. It's just going to be in between two sheets of paper. It's a bumper sticker. You can do anything you want with it. Hopefully you won't light it on fire, okay?
I mainly called to wish you a happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. That's so nice of you. Thank you for doing that.
I decided to call today because I wanted to tell you that.
Well, thank you for being a blessing and doing that. I appreciate it. That's
welcome.
Awesome. Okay.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you. Hang on with Wonder Julie. She's going to get your information, okay? God bless you. Okay. All right. Awesome. And then for those that are – I did had Jerry call in the other day, and he did ask – wanted to get an update on my grandson. And the reason that I haven't given you updates on a regular basis is my daughter's fault, which I kind of sent her a text about that today. She doesn't want me just giving out information. She wants to control the flow of the information because we have people here that are praying, plus they have people all over the world, and so they want to coordinate when they share the information. But I will say that Easton Scott is doing much better than he was doing when he was in the hospital. Go figure. Not that the hospital is bad, but once you're in the hospital for 114 days, it can get a little tough, if you catch my drift. Okay. All right. The devotional I want to share from you from Ray is called Be a Blessing. He pulls off of Luke 24, 50, 51. He lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And then he immediately does a Spock, live long and prosper. Watch this. This is so fun. This is great Christian fun. You should enjoy this. We are being told these days not to shake hands or hug because of the coronavirus pandemic. Some have suggested that we greet each other Spock style instead. When Leonard Nimoy coined the phrase "live long and prosper" from Star Trek, he was invoking the Jewish ceremonies of his childhood. Aha! People associate the split finger salute with Nimoy's character Spock, but in truth, it originates with ancient Jewish blessings that made an impression on him as a young boy. When the ancient priests of Israel performed their sacrifices in the temple, they ended the ceremonies with a blessing. They would lift their hands and make the sign of the Hebrew letter Shin, which is an abbreviated name for God, and it looked like a two-handed W. Hence that split. When Aaron, the first priest, completed the sacrifice, he lifted up his hands towards the people in that split-fingered configuration and said, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." The importance of blessing reflects how Jesus treated people with kindness and compassion and blessing. After his death and resurrection, Jesus led his disciples to the Mount of Olives. He lifted up his hands and he blessed them. When Jesus lifted up his hands in blessing, the scars left behind by the nails were most likely visible. As he departed from there up to heaven, Jesus left them with a blessing. He was the sacrifice and the great high priest who loves us so much that he gave himself to us to bless us. We live in a culture immersed in negativity, harshness, offensive language, public insults, fear, and pride. Right now, people are very stressed and fearful. By blessing people in prayer and with kind words of encouragement, we can literally change the tone of our culture. Don't hesitate to be a blessing. People need to feel blessed now more than ever. He also makes a reference, Ray does, to the YouTube portion where Leonard Nimoy talks about the actual Vulcan hand use and how it connects to his past. And how his Jewish upbringing. Here's the point of the whole process. Doesn't matter whether you're a Star Trek fan or not. That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you look at people and just give an okie dokie sign, a thumbs up. You give the Star Trek split. I don't care. There's one thing you can't use with your fingers, and it's the middle finger without other fingers. Here's the bottom line. Be a blessing. There's enough rabosh. That's the French word for rubbish. There's enough rabosh out in the world for us not to have to even deal with that. That's just ridiculous. Look, here's how it's going to go. And I'm just telling you, I'm not prophesying anything. If this tension for this virus continues, the tensions of people, that's going to increase. People are going to get a little more frustrated. If they can't get back to some kind of normal, they're going to take it out on anybody and anything that comes in their path. You, as a Christian, should reflect blessing and grace and mercy and not take out your frustration on other people. And in fact, we should be doing the opposite. We should be trying to be a blessing to whoever we talk to or whoever we encounter. Now, on the road right now, because I drive quite a bit, Wonder Julie drives quite a bit, Jennifer drives quite a bit, everybody drives long distance, not as much traffic, so it's really easy to be nice right now because there's hardly any traffic. But if you're in a position and you can tell tensions are escalating, dial it down and be a blessing. Okay, whether you just pray for that person, whether you're talking to somebody, whether somebody's rude to you on the phone and you just be a blessing right back, here's the thing. Be Jesus in the situation. Be the Jesus that resurrected and blessed his disciples. Be a blessing. It's easy to be a schnook. That's Yiddish for a lousy person. It's awesome to be Christ-like to somebody, and even to get them to smile or be blessed because of it. Okay? Let's go that direction. That's a good way to go. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey,
Here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interest. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We want to encourage you to go to our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. And as you know, it's our one-year anniversary, and I have the opportunity to choose whatever guests I wanted to have on the show, and I preferred to have Clint. Clint has been from Mr. Restore, has been a supporter of our ministry, a supporter of the show. He's stood by us. Plus, he's connected to the Adaptive Training Foundation. So let me hit the button to make sure he's there and on the phone. So hang on a sec. Hi, Clint. You there?
I am, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well.
All right. First,
I'm doing well so far.
I want to make sure, first and foremost, business-wise, you get the opportunity to talk about the business, Mr. Restore, how you guys do fire and water damage cleanup, smoke, wind, flood cleanup, sewage removal, all the restoration services. Just maybe share in a sentence and a half or two your business, what you do.
So we're a full-service restoration company, which means we fix catastrophes. Generally, those are fire and water damage catastrophes. Where somebody's experienced something in their business or home, we clean that up. Toilet overflows, we clean that up. Any kind of non-savory type biohazards, we are capable of handling some of those as well. So we're getting a lot of calls on COVID-19 currently, but that's what we do. So we clean up and fix catastrophes that have happened inside your environment, make you like new.
All right, I want people to know you can go to MrRestore.com. I just want to make sure everybody knows what's going on. Mr. M-R, Restore, as in the word restore, I know you guys can get that, .com. Their phone number, 877-631-7576, 877-631-7576. Clint, what kind of buildings do you do? Do you do more than homes?
Yeah, we do everything. Our primary business is going to be the residential space because there's more of those and more incidences occur there. But we do hospitality facilities. So we do hotels. We've done country clubs for golf courses. We do industrial facilities, warehouses. We do a little bit of hospital work. So we touch every type of facility that exists.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and I got to ask you this because you used the word catastrophe, and I just want to make sure. It's everything but relationship catastrophes, right? It's not relationship.
Well, I guess we can help with that in some cases, too. We may just not want to.
Yeah, you might have to.
We don't take those calls.
Yeah, you got to pull out the Bible for that one.
That's right.
Exactly.
Right. That's a lot more work than I want to put out right now, so we'll just take to cleaning up structures. How about that?
That's classic. All right. Now, in regards to business, are you busy now because of the virus? I mean, is it busy?
It is not busy because of the virus. And we're being fully transparent with everyone, and I want all of your people listening to hear me say this as well. The science is not any good right now about how we would go in to effectively clean and disinfect and sanitize for the coronavirus. So that being said, there's no readily available tests for anyone to come in and determine that it's present in a facility, which also means there's no readily available test for me to determine if I was effective in removing it. And the science varies whether it is viable for 72 hours or maybe up to 8 days on a surface that has not been cleaned and disinfected. So we're telling people on a regular basis, I don't know if we come in and provide a service that it's going to do you any good, and you're paying an awful lot of money for an unknown. Then on top of that, if somebody that is infectious, even unknowingly infectious, comes back into the facility post-cleaning, then any area that they've touched or coughed or sneezed on is suddenly re-impacted, and it was all for nothing. So, like, we're ready and willing to help, but we're also trying to be very transparent and tell people, hey, I love to make money because that's what we do, but I'm not going to be doing that right now.
Gotcha. Excellent, excellent answer. But that's the character that you have, and that's one of the reasons that I appreciate you as much as I do. From a disinfecting point of view, what should people be doing just in the norm? Is there anything specific you would suggest? I mean, people are saying wipe things down with, you know, some kind of, you know, a hand wipe or, you know, some kind of sanitizer or spray some Lysol. Is there anything of that works, or is it kind of like do anything and everything?
Well, so the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has a list of approved chemicals that is supposed to be effective at inactivating this virus. That includes some Clorox products and many things that you can't get, but some things you can get, including Clorox products. Rubbing alcohol is going to be relatively effective at being a sanitizer. The thing that you would do is wipe surfaces, touch points, right? Things that you would touch, door handles, faucets, commodes, anything that you're going to touch, those need to be cleaned on a pretty regular basis. Any place where somebody that potentially is infectious has touched anything, sneezed droplets, or then coughed on their hand and then touched something, that's what you're concerned about. You can, as far as we know, effectively remove it through cleaning and wiping with a sanitizing environment. You could apply a disinfectant. Most disinfectants require a 10-minute dwell time in order to effectuate invalidating the virus. So it's tough to keep something wet that long with the disinfectant.
Yeah.
So there are things that you can do. Be smart. Wash your hands. I mean, I've watched. In fact, I just had to go get some fuel. I saw a guy at the gas station that, you know, had on his rubber gloves because he's trying to protect himself. So he has on his rubber gloves, gets gas at the gas pump, also uses his credit card to get gas with the rubber gloves on that he also touched the pump handle with. Then got in his car with the rubber gloves on and was handling his steering wheel. Well, that's not effective. Like, you just, anything that has occurred, you just contaminated your car with whatever was on the gas pump if you're concerned about things being contaminated. So be smart. Like, do your best to try to keep from touching a surface that could potentially be contaminated and then touching your face or your food or any of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And just be cautious. I mean, that's the smartest way to deal with infectious disease of any kind is be uber cautious and be smart about what you're doing.
It seems like a lot of this has to do with being aware of what's the possibilities of transference, moving it from one thing to another, you know, with your hands or with the different things that you touch. It certainly seems to have an impact.
Well, as far as we know right now, on the science that I have a chance to absorb, and I'm obviously absorbing a lot of it just so because of what we do for a living, is that you know, it's airborne in as much as somebody sneezes or coughs that is infected. And then whatever happens with that as it's aerosolized while it's flowing through the air, but then it drops out of the air. It can stay slightly aerosolized for, right now they're saying 180 minutes. So if somebody sneezes or coughs and you walk through it, that could be an issue. But for the most part, it's going to drop out of the air. It's only going to be on surfaces. The problem is if somebody touches a surface that's been affected and then transmits that to another surface and then to you and then you transmit it to another surface, that's where it becomes an issue. So don't touch a lot of stuff without washing your hands. Like be cautious in how you interact with others and inanimate objects at this point.
Excellent. Excellent advice. I just want to encourage people, Mr. Restore, RESTORE.com. Restore.com. You can also call them 877-631-7576. As you can tell, Clint is a brother who knows what at least what's going on, what the lay of the land is, trying to give you some wise insight. Let's just take a few moments because I want to make sure to give our significant props to the Adaptive Training Foundation, find out what the latest news is, how they're doing, and how are they doing in lieu of this thing that's going on with the virus. Are their donations down? Do people need to kind of go there and help out? What's taking place?
Well, so absolutely, as you would be aware, dealing in ministry-type things, when financial scare occurs, the first thing that goes away is giving, right? As a result of some of the mandates that have taken place, had to cancel a couple of events that were, you know, designed around donations. We're already down on some corporate deals because the businesses are afraid of the financial landscape. So that's a little bit of an issue. We had to cancel. We just graduated a class, Class 18, which is an all-military class. We just graduated those guys last week. We had to cancel their trip. Typically, at the end of that, we have some great donations from some partners that help take these guys, a lot of amputees, spinal cord injuries of that nature, who are trying to understand a new normal, take them on a what we call a redeploy trip, where, in this case, they would go to Park City, Utah, and you go ski, but we've had to cancel that trip. Fortunately, right, there was an earthquake there as well, so that's another issue that would have been addressed. But in lieu of everything that was going on and the landscape of the environment, we said, look, out of exercising extreme caution and being wise and good stewards of what we've been granted, we're going to cancel this trip. Maybe we can do something with you guys later when it all settles itself out. But yeah, giving is down. There's currently, like, the gym is closed. There's a mandate from the state now at this point, but the city that we were in also mandated all gyms be closed, and we believe technically we fall into that environment as well, so it's closed. It looks like we're done for, I think, through April something, April 15th maybe, as this situation fleshes itself out.
Right. Okay. Now, people can go, what they can do, this is what my wife and I, we do this regularly, but you can go to Google, type in Adaptive Training Foundation. It's adaptivetrainingfoundation.org, and you can give online to support them and keep them going. And you know what? If you were thinking maybe we're going to give to the ministry and what they're doing at the show, you know what? Take the money and give it to the Adaptive Training Foundation and let these people keep going, because this is a worthy ministry of our time, our effort, of our time, our treasures. And it's one of those things that I really encourage people to do. They need our help, and I would just encourage you to participate in it. I think it's a great cause. They've got the right spirit and the right attitude. So I'll need you to keep me updated just so I can keep telling the audience what's going on. But people, you can give, even if you can only give $20, $30, $40, doesn't matter. Give to them. That's a great, great cause. The Adaptive Training Foundation. You go to adaptivetrainingfoundation.org and give there. You know, your interviews are they're great, but it's like we've already done 13 minutes, and it's like you're killing me, brother, to get you on, and then you're on.
We're supposed to be done now, so I guess we don't really talk very much today.
No, it's crazy. Again, next time you're on, I would like to hear your testimony on how you got saved, okay? I mean,
we'll chat about that. Hopefully we can do that and not be social distancing soon. And I can do that from the station.
That'd be awesome. Anyway, I want you to stay safe, be well, keep us posted, and we'll pass along any information you have that you come across. And we just thank you for your love and support, and I thank you for your fellowship and your brotherhood.
Thank you, sir.
All right. God bless you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Great job. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la,
oh, that is
la, yeah. La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth, we got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough. Because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the axe, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't forget, HeMustIncrease.org, HeMustIncrease.org. I love that Christmas story. You guys might not like it like I do, but I remember every ounce of it. I remember going to City Market and going, give me the tree that's in that windy stuff so I can get it inside my door. It was so funny. Anyhow, here's our next trivia question. You are welcome to get a bumper sticker if you get this right. If you don't get it right, well, you'll get it right. But here it is. If you want the bumper sticker, you can have it. If you don't, you do not have to have it. Here's the question. Before he became king, when he was still hanging out with his dad, what was King David's job before he was king? So what was David's job before he became king when he was living with his dad? 972-445-0770. You can get a bumper sticker. You don't have to, but you're welcome to. 972-445-0770. What an excellent, excellent job that Clint did. And I didn't even realize when I decided to have him on for our one-year anniversary show that he had that much knowledge about what was going on the virus. I just thought that was exceedingly informative, and I thought it was a real blessing, and I liked it. And I love the way that he talks and he shares, and that guy is great for radio. That's all I can say. All right, let's do this last little segment, which I think is exceedingly important. This comes out of Psalm 46. Psalm 46. I will tell you why I chose this. This was the first sermon I heard during the first finals I had in college. How about that? You think that's unrelated? Oh, no. It was like the first huge tense, you know, kind of week. And this was preached in the chapel by the president of the school. I've never forgotten. It's just so fantastic. And I was able to do a word study and got even more info out of it. So we're going to talk about Psalm 46. All right. Before we do that, I just want to make sure. Before David became king, what was his job? What did he do for his dad? 972-445-0770. You are welcome to call and give us that information if you know it. If not, I'll share it at the end of the show. Psalm 46, verses 1, 2, and 3 to start off with. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Now, just listen to this. I think that, you know, it's safe to say this incident right here that's being referenced is a dramatic way or a dramatic speech of saying if the earth explodes, if the mountains move into the sea, if the waters just overwhelm the whole earth, if all the mountains are shaking and everything's going on, here's the answer from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, okay, and a refuge is a protective shelter, a very present help in trouble. Stop thinking of God as some gaseous concept on Pluto who's hanging around looking to go into the next galaxy. He's very present. And he's helpful. So instead of freaking out that the earth's giving way, instead of freaking out that the mountains are being moved into the heart of the sea, and everything in the universe is crashing that you can tell, be it secular world, spiritual world, your existence, your finances, your relationships, whatever's going on, get this, God is a protective shelter, a strength, and he's very present and able to help right now in the midst of your trouble. Wow. Now watch this, because, you know, I've been getting into these word studies lately. Verse 10, I'm going all the way from Psalm 1, 2, 3 to verse 10. It says, be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So I thought, still, that seems like a unique word. I think I'll look it up. The phonic, the way the word is in the Hebrew is called Rapha. Not Rapha, Rapha. And Rapha in the Hebrew means, get ready, relax. That's what the word means. It means relax. The New International Version says, be still and know that I am God. The English Version, be still and know that I am God. The New American Standard Version says, cease striving. Isn't that amazing? The Christian Standard, stop your fighting and know that I am God. Contemporary English, calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down, Sparky. Take a deep breath. The word also means to sink. And then when I think of sinking and relaxing, you know what I think of? I think of going home after Friday, after I'm through the traffic, and when I sit down in my chair, before I turn on the television to look at any internet things, and I sit in my chair, which is a little bit of a rocking chair, and then the dog comes over so I can pet him on the head, and in that 1 minute, it's like nobody, nothing, nowhere, anyhow. Period. It's that 1 60-second jaunt where I'm like, yeah, I don't care. I'm just going to chill. And that's what it is. We're told that God is our refuge, a strength, a very present help in trouble. We don't need to be afraid even if the earth gives way, the mountains are moved into the heart of the sea, the waters roar and foam. Doesn't matter. We should just be still and know that he is God, which means relax. God's got this. And there, I understand that it's government and it's news and it's this. I mean, I get it. But that doesn't mean that you and I need to freak out. And whether it's something substantial and major or whether it's not as substantial, doesn't even matter. Because this passage was written about the earth imploding. It was talking about the mountains being moved into the heart of the sea. Just imagine all the mountains in the Colorado Rockies going out into the ocean. How unbelievable would that be, right? And God's answer is, okay, don't be afraid. Relax. Because I'm here. Now, you could be going through a ton of stuff. I'm going through stuff. You're going through stuff. We're going through stuff. But there's one thing that you and I can count on that does not change and does not move. And that's we can count on the faithfulness of God. Maybe you don't have all the answers. I don't. But I can be connected to him who does. So I don't have to freak out. I can relax in the Lord. Okay? That's what we need to take into this weekend. By the way, before David became king, what was his job? He was a shepherd. Remember, he was shepherding the sheep. That's what he did before. You had your chance at a bumper sticker. You'll get another one next week because unless the earth explodes, I'll be here. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.